Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And also, as always, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, the battle for the Ashanti region has reached fever pitch with just 24 days to the general elections. Both Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia and John Mahama have this week boxed themselves into the region in the desperate fight for hearts and minds. Whilst Dr. Bawumia is spending 15 long days in the region and has been on the ground campaigning for days now, his main opponent, John Mahama, has been to the region twice already this week alone. Now, both flag bearers are treating voters in the region to a barrage of promises. The MPP's Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia is promising to make miners in the region millionaires if he's elected president. The NDC presidential candidate John Mahama is also making a strong case to sway the region to the NDC, promising a new flashy national theatre for the region. I want to take you there live right now. It's been a flurry of activities this week, and my colleague Nana Boachi Yadom has been following the campaign of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia and joins us live right now. And I give us a sense of what has been happening since the vice president touched down in Ashanti region.
Well, Evans, the Vice President, Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia, touched down the Ashanti region for a 15-day tour. He began from the Akiman Ponia constituency on the first day and went to the Akiman Wabieda South, Akiman Wabieda North constituency. And on the first day, throughout his campaign, even up until today, the engagement has been with the clergy, the traditional leaders, and the Islamic community, after which he would also go on to the ground to engage with some party people and sympathizers, having a mini rally. During his engagement, he would also touch down and do some house-to-house engagement and door-to-door campaign to share his message or his bold solutions to the people in the Ashanti region.
So he's actually doing door-to-door, going into homes and talking to people.
Exactly, Evan. So right after his engagement with the clergy, traditional leaders, and the Islamic community, he holds a mini rally and then steps down to have a door-to-door campaign with the people.
But he's also taken time to meet with the chiefs there. We know how powerful and influential the traditional rulers can be in the Ashanti region.
Exactly, Evan. They are the first point of call in every constituency that the vice president would visit. And they have been receiving the message of the vice president, especially his promise to make sure that he has an all-inclusive government where chiefs will be part of decision making in the country.
Yati hai, nyame, ene si hene. Midi ameka chire, mampenya waba se, ayo miti TV mo, na miti sa waka se, yamfestia no manuna on tuaso.
I always hear Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia saying we should give him the stage for us here in the constituency. We have handed it over to him. He should have it and move on to make the country better. But he should remember us when he's
driving.
And interesting sound bites there, talking about that whole campaign message around hand the car steering wheel to me. The chief there is playing on that when he gets that vehicle, he shouldn't forget and put the citizens in a particular part of the Ashanti region in the vehicle with him. Which part of Ashanti region was this?
Well, this was in the Obuasi constituency yesterday, where the vice president had a stakeholders engagement. The chiefs and the Obuasi constituency were saying that the vice president should consider including them wherever he goes and even in his government, so as to make sure that when he's elected president, whatever they bring on board would be resolved by the vice president.
What about the commitments the vice president has been making to the people when he engages with them? Some very interesting promises he's been laying out, including making miners there and across the country millionaires.
Exactly, Evans. Yesterday, he was in the Akufum constituency, Obuasi West and East constituencies. We all know that these areas are mining enclaves and they are well known for mining activities. And so the Vice President, during his engagement with these miners, said that his government is going to make sure that they support the miners in these various constituencies, and not just in that enclave alone, across the country. He's going to set up the Mineral Development Bank to also make sure that the miners in the constituency, if only they mine responsibly, they avoid mining in the water bodies and the forest reserves, his government is going to make sure that they become millionaires.
One of the key things our mayor, as president, as the legacy of the railway system, yet the rail, no, every Accra Tema to Kumasi all the way to Paga. That is the central line, Eko, from Accra to Paga. Yet from Kumasi to Eko Takrade. Then we are taking it from Ejisu to Eduadeng. And then we are taking it from Awasu through Nyinahene to Eduadeng. Sa rail noa, yedi bano. Ebi ejuma bebre, ebebre, yememuno. Ejuma bebre, na yedi ba. We are going to use local materials. The railway is transformational. Yebe chingi, niyema bebre.
From next year, Cocoa, a PFO Omuma, Cocoa Board, a Betria Omu University fees free. Amau, Cocoa, a PFO.
Yes, we have Bebois, churches, no, and the pastors to the pilgrimage to Israel. So, yeah, and also Ebekaho, Namunina, Yetime, Abuamo, so that we have that together. Yeah, the common use of facilities, any gold catcher machines, Bremo, so miners, Mudibeto Ifidie, Yebeshe, Minerals Development Bank, Bua miners, said Mubenya loans, it meato equipment for mining. So minerals develop.
We will introduce the common user facility and gold catcher machines to support miners. We will also establish Minerals Development Bank, just like the Agric Development Bank, to support miners. I am going to make you millionaires while you mine responsibly.
I'm going to make you millionaires. Millionaires. I'm going to make you millionaires. I'm going to make you millionaires. You will mine responsibly, not in the water bodies. We will make you millionaires. You will become small-scale miners, you will become medium-scale miners, and you will become large-scale miners.
And that day is the Vice President, and Nana is still with me. Nana, the Ashanti region is critical, critical for both NDC and MPP, and that's why we're seeing the barrage of promises that has been heaped on voters there, but also the attention. We'll shortly be hearing from the NDC side too. My colleague Maxwell is traveling with John Mahama and has been there twice this week. We'll hear also from one of the very few members of parliament there on the ticket of the NDC. Will also join us with his views, Muntaka Mubarak. But it is important to make the point why this has become such a big deal with 24 days to go, that NDPP knows that if they, any time they've received some less than 75% of the votes in the Ashanti region, they tend to lose the national elections. They want to hit the higher percentages in the 80s. And Bawumia has been talking about that, has he not, Nana?
Exactly, Evans. The Vice President says that in the Ashanti region, the target of 80 to 85% must be achieved. Wherever he goes, especially in Kumasi itself, he's saying that the regional capital should be able to garner enough votes to support the NPP's aim of securing about 80 to 85% votes for the new Patriotic Party. He has said that if the NPP is able to achieve this, then there's a possibility for them to win the presidential seat and also for them to also clinch majority in parliament. He's also talking about the fact that there are some seats in the region that have gone to the NDC, and there's a need for the NPP to reclaim these seats, especially seats that are going to be very, very contested, especially those where there are independent candidates. He says that there's a need for the NPP and the party supporters to move out these independent candidates and vote for the NPP candidates, looking at the current standoff that we have in parliament.
Ntia yebe di nkunim no eye ejuma yaye as MPP yaye ejuma bebre eni mfaso na ebe ma edi nkunim oman penyi mahama se mo kain obaye obekan kire se nam ne nyina asa na akadumpe se mo kai dumpe ninti ye dadum somo efie nine dumpe ninti teacher training allowance okay mu dumpe ninti nursing training allowance okay mu dumpe ninti Usha National Ambulance Service, egu ye. National Health Insurance, egu ye. And then, I say, o pese o san babiu. Mo pese o babiu. Mo pese o babiu. Usha ejuma yaya in every sector of the economy. Yaya asin no. We have created more jobs. We have built more roads. We have built more railways. We have built more interchanges. We have built more hospitals. We have built more schools. We have built more sports facilities. We have built more libraries. We have built more airports. We have built more sanitation facilities. We have built more courts. We have done more Zongo development. We have done gold for oil. We have done digitalization. Every sector of the economy, agriculture, industry, services, we have done more than you.
And Sir Evans, that is the Vice President saying that the New Patriotic Party has performed better in every sector of the economy more than the National Democratic Congress. He says that for roads, the NPP has done better. For the economic side, they have done better. For railway, they've done better. And when it comes to agriculture, the party has done better. And so there is no need for the NDC to come into power. He says that the party, which is the NPP, is going to win the December 7 polls because of the work that they have done in power, something that he believes is superior than that of the National Democratic Congress.
And from what we're learning, as far as the party strategy is concerned, Dr. Bawumia, he's going to be there for 15 days. He returns and they will deploy other senior members of the party, including Samira Bawumia, to the Ashanti region. And then the vice presidential candidate, the running mate, will also go there for the last the final few days before the elections. And indeed, the party is also planning to deploy him again before December 7. That's how critical they see the Ashanti region to the chances in this year's election, knowing that they need higher percentages if they have any chance of winning the national elections. But the NDC want to have a say in that. And this week we've seen that John Mahama has been there twice already. Maxwell has been traveling with him. Maxwell, the flag bearer of the NDC, has been there twice already this week. First, he was there on Monday, and then he returned, from what I understand, yesterday. What has he been doing there?
Well, he has been meeting two key constituencies here in the Ashanti region. And constituencies, I'm talking about the clergy and then the creative arts sector. Now, Monday, he met the clergy. And then on Tuesday, he returned to the Ashanti region to meet members of the creative arts industry here. Now, the Ashanti region has a rich... I mean, in terms of the cultural heritage here, it's quite rich. It is reflected in its creative art industry. Talking about music, dance, film, and fashion, Kumewood, which is a local film industry based here in Kumasi, the capital of the Ashanti region, has been quite instrumental in showcasing, you know, the culture and then the traditions, you know, of the people. The players in the creative art industry here have some sort of cult following. And so the NDC flag bearer has been meeting them. He met them on Tuesday. That was after the meeting that he had also with the clergy. And you also know that the clergy also wields a lot of influence here in the Ashanti region. You tune into television stations in the Ashanti region, weekdays, any time of the day, you see them preaching, you know, on TV and all of that. They also have some, they have a huge cult following also, some sort of cult following also here. So these people, the clergy, the creative art industry, is the meeting on Monday and Tuesday. Some people have been speaking to tell me that this is quite strategic also, because you cannot do without two players in this industry. So it was important for them to meet them and have discussions with them.
And Maxwell is on the ground in the campaign trail with the John Mahama team. And you can imagine the hassle and bustle around him. But Maxwell, in this meeting with the clergy, some members of the church endorsed him.
Exactly. So the one of the members the founder of the Ebenezer Miracle Worship Center, known as Ebenezer Opambo Adakwa Yadom, popularly known as Opambo, who has also has a very huge, you know, following here. Now, the interesting thing is that he's a man you can describe as your prophet, favorite prophet, because during the interaction, he entered the room, the meeting had already started, but then you could hear loud screams of Opambo when he entered. And these were members of the clergy who had gathered, seeing one of their own, cheering him on when he, you know, when he entered. And when he got opportunity, you know, to speak, he said God used him to prophesy sometime last year and that nothing can change it and that John Mahama is going to be president again. And then he said something that not many people, you know, expected. Seemingly taking a job at the NPP presidential candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia's digitalization drive. We can hear what he said.
Nami Srebusa say, Ghana card, etimi me nyaka, ebetima me nyaka e free, because Kosovo many more, me minti asye, me se me mo ubiya anzu unu se, se Ghana card, ebetimi me nyaka e free, because BBN were chressed as a meeting than your car free. Or my BMW were a check out free room. And number seven, Bussas are 7 years right. Present year, no mammy, Miss Renata Roma. Sir, a bit me and your car free. Now, my and fire won't also because Yentiminia and I, yes, sir. Son, I does 7 and no.
Maxwell. So, so that there is that the prominent pastor there, Nashanju Opambo.
Exactly. And the point that he's making, basically, just to paraphrase what he's been saying, he's been questioning the use of the Ghana card. And he says that he has heard a lot of buzz about the Ghana card, but he wants to know whether the Ghana card can be used to buy cars, whether the Ghana card can be used to acquire any sort of property at all. Because he says he does not understand or cannot comprehend, you know, the bad surrounding the Ghana card. So he wants to know some of the things that you can use the Ghana card, you know, for. And that received a lot of cheers, you know, in the auditorium there. That's the Great Hall of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
But some key promises. We've had, you know, Dr. Bawumia make the point about making people millionaires in the Ashanti region. We're also hearing from John Mahama, also wooing voters there, talking about a flashy national theater and a host of other promises that he plans to fulfill if elected there.
Exactly. What we realized was that because these were members of the creative arts industry and specifically the clergy also, so he tailored his promises towards these sectors, restricting them to these sectors. For the creative arts industry, for instance, one of the key things he talked about was the promise of the construction of a new national theater in the Ashanti region. He says he's going to construct a second national theater in the Ashanti region if the NDC is elected. He also talked about establishing, you know, a film village in the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi, if he's elected. He also talked about a special budgetary allocation for the creative arts industry. Again, knowing the important role that the creative industry, you know, plays there in the Ashanti region, the influence that it wields and all of that. He also talked about the NDC's Black Star experience, which he says is going to make Ghana a tourist destination all year round. He also talked about an annual dialogue with the creative arts and many others. For the clergy also, he touched on quite a number of things. He talked about the LGBTQI, making his stance firmly known and assuring the clergy that it's not something that the NDC would countenance if it is elected into government. There are also other areas that he talked about, because questions came from different angles. There was a question, for instance, about how the Public Accounts Committee unveils quite like a lot of rot in the system, but nothing is really done. He says when the Public Accounts Committee completes its work, now the report is supposed to be sent to the relevant ministry for action on recommendations. He says if he is elected, as president, specialized court will be set up for the Auditor General's report. He says this way, if an Auditor General's report finds that someone has embezzled state funds, they'll be taken to a special court and the case will be dealt with expeditiously.
A lot of promises there, indeed. You need to win the hearts and minds in the Ashanti region to win the elections this year. If you are NPP, you really want to hit the high percentages. And as they themselves have said, they set themselves a target of 85%. I want to bring in Muntaka Mubarak. He's the MP for Sawase constituency and a former minority chief whip. You know him. He is one of a few. In fact, his constituency is the only green island you'll find in that huge swathe of land in the Ashanti region. And he knows the terrain very well. Also joining us is Adoma Pia. He's the Ashanti Regional Secretary of the MPP. We'll also connect with us pretty shortly. Mr. Mubarak, so the MPP's target is 85% or more. What in previous years, the NDC have also had targets for the Ashanti region. What's the target this year?
Good evening to you and your listeners. It has been a while. Yeah, we are looking at 32% of the votes in the Ashanti region, and we are very optimistic that, I mean, we will perform better than all the previous years. I mean, the best we've done in the past had been 28-29, but we are very optimistic that this time around we should be able to cross the 30 mark. And we are working at it, and we are doing everything on the ground because, as you know,
and how did you come to that 30? But I'm curious, how did you come to that figure though, that percentage? Because it sounds really bold and ambitious.
Yes, I mean, even like you rightly qualified it, some of us have been around and we've been contesting elections for the past 2 decades and been working very hard. We know our strongholds within the region, we know our strength, we know our weakness. And our major issue is to prevent them from stealing and then getting our people to come out. And we, this time around, I mean, we're putting a lot of measures. The party has put a lot of structures in place that is helping us to do this. And our prayer is that it works on election day. Once it works on election day, I can assure you that we may even be able to go beyond our target.
I see. Stay with me. Adoma Pia is Ashanti Regional Secretary of the MPP. Muntaka, you said 33% is the target. 32% is the target. Adoma Pia, we've seen in our fourth Republican history since 1992, anytime the MPP gets anything above 25, closer to 30, they always cause a major trouble for you. Invariably, you lose the national elections. You've heard the target there. That must be cause for concern for you. They seem to know what you're talking about.
That they want what percentage?
32%.
They're going to get it somewhere here in Ashanti region.
In Ashanti region, yes.
It's up to them. This is what Stoneboy will call JJJ. The point is that it is impossible for them to get that figure.
Why do you say that, though?
You see, what is strange about NDC is that His Excellency John Mahama went to the voter region, complained bitterly about why voterians would vote for MPP. If NDC voter region is a strong vote for MPP, and you complain that their numbers are going up by parity of reason, doesn't it lie ill in his mouth to call for 32% in Ashanti region?
I mean, you have said 85% in Ashanti region.
That is our target.
But that is a target you have never.
You want 90% voter turnout.
I mean, even when you had J.A. Kufuor stalled from the region, you didn't get 85% plus. And so, where are you going to get that from?
Mm-hmm. No, the dynamics are different. J.A. Kufuor came. Nanadu Dankwa came. This time around, they are presenting Mahamudu Bawumia. And the dynamics are different. The voter pattern is changing. The voting pattern is changing. And I can assure you that we are roping in numbers which previously weren't ours. But today, people are discerning. They are following Bawumia even where he goes. And I can assure you that we are going to get the figure that we set for ourselves. What is important is that we are keeping the people to turn out to vote. If the good number of people turn out to vote in Ashanti region, this is the historical fact. The present fact is that people, when the people can, 10 people go to vote in Ashanti region, at least 8% belongs to.
But I noticed there's the sheer amount of time that, from what I understand, apart from the 15 days that Bamia is spending there, you're also going to be deploying another Dan Kwaku Fado there. Samira Bamia will be there. You're going to be deploying Bamia, I understand, will be returning to the Ashanti region before December 7th. And then you also have your running mate, Matabuku Prempeh, also going back to the ground. I mean, that level of attention, doesn't it suggest that all is not well? Because this is your stronghold. Must you do all that to win 80%+ of the votes there?
My brother, have you ever seen a sleeping army winning war? You can't have a sleeping army to win a war. You have to wake up your army. We have taken the election to be our war. We are aware of what NDC did to us when we were in opposition. They brought capitation under the NHIS. And we were the people, those of us in Ashanti region, whether you are an Ashanti or you are Mamburuzu or you are Dagari, everybody living in Ashanti suffered. And we are reminding people of what NDC can do to them. One of their strategies is that those of us in Ashanti region, we are enjoying free SHS for the first time. They have promised to cancel free SHS when they get power. We are reminding our people. We are keeping them. The sentiments are high. And I can assure you, we are our main focus is that people should turn out to vote. We want to do away with our party. If our party is absent, we're going to get our numbers that we want. I the line is very thin, but I heard a gentleman on the line that if they don't see,
that by the way is Muntaka Mubarak, MP for Sowaso.
We do not, for his knowledge and for the record, we do not see elections in Ashanti region. When they go to their strongholds, I believe people there do not steal for them. So he cannot turn around that people will steal for MPP in Ashanti region. If it is still in their stronghold, it is their story. They must keep that. But here in Ashanti region, these elections that we're going to win, we are reminding our people that, hey, this is here to stay for you. Only if you vote for Bamia to continue the good policies of Nanado Dankwa. There's a thank you vote that Ashanti region is going to give to Nanado Dankwa. We have received our fair share of the national kit, and the people in Ashanti region are aware that they cannot do anything to reverse their own development. We are getting development under Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Once upon a time, Mr. Mahama told the whole world that if you give Ashanti even a golden card vote, they're not going to vote for you. We are appreciative of the quota that Nanado has given to us. Mm. We are appreciative of the aspartate rule that Nanado has given to us. And then we are going to vote for Nana at the downquest stand.
Well, Bamia, let me bring in Muntaka Mubarak. He's talking about dealing with apathy, and all the big guns between now and December 7th, 24 days, will be in Ashanti region. If they can mobilize and galvanize that base, you are in trouble.
We must.
Hello, Mr. Mubarak.
Yeah, hello, Evans.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
I mean, if they can mobilize and galvanize your base and deal with the apathy with all the big guns you're deploying in Ashanti region in the next 24 days, you'll be in trouble.
No, I mean, you asked him the very intelligent question. I mean, I must commend you. When he says that they are targeting 85%, you ask him, have they ever gotten that close? If you ask us, between our last 29% and 32%, it's just about 3-4 percentage points. They have never been able to get even 75% in the region with us. Right? So how is he estimating that they are going to get 85%. And then he's saying that what they are reminding people.
What is your worry?
I mean, we are reminding him that even though the NDC believes that Asante Kotoko is not very strong, I keep arguing that to call our stronghold, they have more votes than us, but we get a very huge vote. We have the Kedetia market to show. We have the Tafu market to show. We have the Asumase market to show. We have the Atunsu market to show. We have the hospitals. We have the Asuka bypass road to show. We have so many projects in the region to show. Let him show the people for the past 8 years which significant road can he point to in Kumasi. They promised to do the overhead in Onagadan. Where is it? They promised to do the overhead in Swami. It is in the election year that they are making an attempt to start. So we have so much to show to the people that, look, these are people that you have shown so much gratitude to. But when they got the opportunity to serve, they gave you very little. We, in the NDC, you didn't give us that much. But look at what we were able to give. Look at the Kumasi Airport. Look at so many things that we are pointing to. So we are reminding the people to also ask them, when they were speaking about mounting debt of PPP, it was 122 billion. Today, in their own mouth, they say that the debt is 761 billion. Even with that 122 billion, we were able to show the Kedetia, show the Asumase market, the Tafu market, the Atunsu market, the Asuka bypass road, the Sofo line completion, the hospital, the Afari hospital, the military hospital, the Bekwai hospital, the Kwanongo hospital, the Kumau water project, the Mampong water project. With 122 billion, we're able to show all this. With 761, let them show the people of Asante what is there to show for the 761. That is why we are very confident that, yes, we know our stronghold. And he's saying that they are not stealing. Have you ever seen a chief that said that I've been stealing? We are saying that we are to make sure that there's no stealing. If you are not a thief and we say that we are putting in measures to prevent stealing, why are you worried about our comment that we are putting measures to prevent stealing? We are saying that we are up to the task. We are working very hard on the ground. We are making sure that there's no stealing. We'll make sure that our people are confident to come out and vote without intimidation. And I'm saying that by the grace of God, we are going to ensure that this happens on election day. And once that happens, we are very confident we'll cross the 30% mark. And when we do, you ask rightly to him. Anytime we have had above 25%, they have suffered.